there. I'm just gonna, before we start, Janet is actually out today, so I'm going to leave today's meeting. I'm just gonna ask if all of the EA members could just rename themselves so that EA is right before your name. This puts us at the beginning, the EA members at the beginning of the meeting, and also just for purposes and stuff. For talking purposes and sharing. So I'm calling to order. We're at 12:03. I'm gonna start with a roll call. Darren Borders, Marcus Brooks, Frank Cantone, Sarita Charup, Carl Cornell,
Here.
Erica Crawley,
Present.
Rebecca Dillon,
Here.
Bethany Dixon, Thomas Hambury, Ellie Crum. I see you. Jeremy Cruiser,
Present.
Sophie Lanches.
Here.
I saw you too. Christine Mahoney.
Hello.
Alina O'Connor, Kevin Phipps, Stephanie Rizzou.
Present.
Oh, there we are. Thank you. Kate Supron
Here.
and Wendy Tree.
Here.
And Janet is out as we expected. Also, Jamie won't be joining us today as well. She let us know, or they let us know. Okay. Thank you so much. And again, anyone who joined late, please just put EA ahead of your name. And we'll try to do that. We'll try to announce that before each meeting, if you remember. The land acknowledgement, Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayo-Kohono Cuban Nation. The Gayo-Kohono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayo-Kohono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gayo-Kohono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Are there any late additions to the agenda that anyone would like to add? Wendy?
Yes, I would like to add, we have an individual who has joined us today, Yvonne, who would like to fill one of our vacant seats. So perhaps in business of the day, we can add voting on an incidental vacancy.
Okay, that sounds great. Remind me during business of the day, which will be in just a few minutes. And Sophie?
We submitted a resolution. So resolution three about, let me just pull up the title so I don't. Revision of employee assembly awards. And I'll go more into detail about that later on.
Okay, do you want to discuss it during the committee reports, maybe?
Yes.
I'm sure. I'm hoping we get to that. I'm hoping we get to that before 1 o'clock if we can. Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't see an approval of the minutes from September 6th. So, Wendy also mentioned this earlier. So I think.
Actually,
Oh, sorry.
sorry to interrupt. Jessica told us before everyone started that our clerk did upload them to Box. So they are in Box if we wanted to take a minute to review them.
Oh, great.
Or if people want more time to review them, we can table and vote on them next meeting.
I'm just pulling them up now. If anyone wants to just take a moment and just look at the minutes in Box, let me know if you have any edits. Jeremy?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Any seconds?
Seconded.
And the minutes are approved. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get back into the agenda. Sorry. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, now we have the business of the day. Just a couple of reminders about some upcoming events. There's the employee celebration on October 14th at Barton Hall. And so there was an email that was sent out for request for volunteers. I'm not sure if we can put that in chat let's see. Jeremy, do you have that handy? If not, I can try and find it. Because I actually didn't get the email, but Jeremy did. I'll try and find it too. But they are looking for a call for volunteers. Actually, I've got it. I'm going to put it.
Oh,
in.
The call for volunteers. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll see. Oh, you got it. Okay.
I got it. Well, that's not a link. What the heck? All right, let me click there and then link it. Technology. There we go. And it should. So it looks like a fun event. I know I've volunteered in the past and I've signed up for the food service. It would be great if we get a bunch of EA people involved and just be there. And it sounds like a fun event. And then what else do we have? We had the Community Connections, which is on September 28th in the Biotech Building from the, that is in, I think, September 28th, 9 o'clock to 10:30. It is the Campus and Community Connection event for employees, Thursday, September 28th from 9 to 10:30. If someone wants to sit at the table with me, Jeremy.
not volunteering.
No, I know.
No, I just wanted to just say that even if you can't volunteer for these, if you know folks that are prone to volunteering in your area and you can share the information with them, please distribute as widely as you can.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to be at the bio. I'm going to be also at the biotech, sitting at a table. If you want to sit with me, I'll have some EA information. I'm also going to shamelessly plug the Care Fund. So definitely come. We'll have some whatever the OA can put together to advertise for the EA. We want to draft, get some involvement, get some of these seats filled as well. Just let people know about the EA. But come and join me. Let me know or just show up. Whatever you want to do.
I'll be there part of the time, Marcy. Because
okay,
I'm doing.
Great.
I'll be there with community relations is also there, but there are two of us there.
Oh,
and just
awesome.
I think if folks are interested, it sounds like a really great event. The Office of Inclusion and Belonging, if I have that right, asks folks to register if they can, just so they have a head count. Last week they had over 80 people registered to come, and they're doing it as not a traditional, like you'll have a table, Marcy, but it's more of a like mingling networking thing after a really brief few remarks. So we'll be mingling around.
Oh, and cool. It disappeared, but yeah, there's over 120 people registered. That's pretty cool. Okay, and I think there's going to be like a light breakfast served too. So get a cup of coffee and, just hang out.
The breakfast portion, the food will be out at 8:45.
Okay, great. Awesome. That was all I had for that. Except for I wanted to discuss the liaison appointments. We've got a bunch of appointments we need to fill. And I've put it on the agenda. There's also a link which shows you what they all entail. So I'm hoping that we can get these filled. Where are you? Where are you? There we are. So just looking at all of the liaison appointments, we've got the UA Codes and Judicial Committee. We need an employee assembly representative and also an employee representative. Hi, Jackie. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to discuss my membership, which was brought up last time we were talking about the Faculty Senate seat. And the discussion, I believe, was that we would table that until the membership situation was settled. So I don't know where that status is.
Okay. Wendy?
I can kind of address that, Jackie. We did have an elections committee meeting yesterday. However, I will admit I completely forgot to bring up how we may be able to include folks who are on a term appointment as eligible to run for an EAC. As far as right now for short term, I think it would be, if you're interested in still being a part of things that are going on, you could probably do one of these committee chair ad hoc appointments in the non-voting employee role. As far as the Faculty Senate, though, again, it's just we're going to need to figure out first how to get you, if you're still interested in being in that role, part of the EA. All right. Because the Faculty Senate representative does need to be an EA member.
I feel like I'd like to debate this more, have a better understanding of the discussion, but I don't want to take up this portion of the meeting to discuss that. So I'd like to discuss that at the end, if possible.
Okay, so so let's table that for later, perhaps, offline or let's see how the meeting, how much time we have, because I would like to fill these seats. And Jackie, if there's also the employee, there's a bunch of these liaison appointments, which we do need employee representatives, not necessarily an EA voting member. So I'd love it if you could keep that in mind too. So right now we're looking at the UA Codes and Judicial Committee. And what we can do is, I don't think they need to be voted on. I think people can just come forward and volunteer. So the first one is the UA Codes and Judicial Committee. I don't know how often they meet, I'll be honest. Usually they try to meet at least once a month. It's usually a Zoom meeting. Some committees might meet a little bit more often, but at least that's what I've usually heard. So we've got someone from the EA. Would someone like to be on the UA Codes and Judicial Committee? Carl?
This is not me volunteering. This is me asking more, do we have kind of an overview of what these committees do? I know that some of them are kind of easy to get, like, Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment. But Codes and Judicial Committee is kind of a little more
vague. Yes. I get you. I personally don't. All I'm looking at is just the title of it. I don't know if anyone here, Jeremy, do you have a little more information about it?
So I've been on that committee in the past. It has changed dramatically in the last year because the Campus Code of Conduct used to be under the direct purview of that committee, and it no longer is. I think a lot of the discussion that's going on right now is how to refocus that committee on things within its purview and how it's going to function in the future. So if you're interested in helping redevelop an existing university assembly committee that I still think has some important work to do, it'd be a good place for you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Erica?
I have the charges for the UA committee, so campus codes, campus welfare, and campus infrastructure, if you want those to be read.
I think the charge speaks to what they are, correct?
Right. So what they oversee, I think that was the question that.
Yeah, I think that would Carl be helpful. If you don't mind. Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
Okay. So the Campus Codes and Judicial Committee, they will review any proposed motion related to student code of conduct and the solicitation of applicants from interested faculty, students, or staff for the service on the university hearing and review boards as specified in Section 2C of the Cornell Student Code of Conduct and Procedures, and issues involving academic freedom and freedom of speech for all members of the Cornell University community, including faculty, students, and staff on the Ithaca campus and those located outside the United States. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced to the assembly for a vote and for debate.
Great. And that's the Codes and Judicial Committee. So we're looking for someone who's an employee and someone who's also on the EA. So anybody. And again, I think they meet by Zoom. If not, we can move on to the other committees. Maybe they're a little juicier, a little more interesting. The campus committee, we're going to move ahead. The Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and Environment. I think they need several employee assembly representatives. Am I right? They needed like four. Does anyone know? Wendy, thank you.
No, I'm just curious because on our agenda, mm-hmm. all of the committee, and it says, or that was on the agenda, it said what needed. So for this one, for the Campus Committee on Infrastructure, Technology, and the Environment, it just says one non-voting employee.
Okay, I think I'm pretty sure that was.
Did that change?
I think we just need one. I saw Erica's hand up. Yep. I'm gonna ask Erica. Yep.
I think we only need one, and I can read the charge for that committee as well if you want me to.
Because I think I'm on that committee. So I think four were needed, and we just need one more, I believe. So yes, if anyone wants to volunteer, or she can read, or Erica's happy to read the charge for it. Read the charge. Thank you.
Okay. By delegation from the assembly, the committee will review and approve any proposed motion related to environmental impact and sustainability, information technology, transportation and commuter policies, and any other topic deemed relevant to campus infrastructure by the executive board. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred for its consideration before they can be advanced to the assembly for a vote and for debate.
Thank you. So this, not to say that any committee is better than another, but this seems a little bit more geared toward employees. And so that's one reason why I'm on it. We just need one voting or one non-voting member, but you can be an EA person, as I believe, but. Yep, Ellie?
I just am wondering, do we know when these committees meet?
Unfortunately, they haven't, there's no chair for them yet, so no. Generally, the committees meet when most people are available, so they do try and go with your schedule. Personally, I go when I'm able, and we have not met yet.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, they generally try to wait to get the members in and then poll everybody.
Mm-hmm. And the best time that's available for most.
As Marcy was saying, this is a great, I was actually chair of this committee years ago, but this covers parking, this covers sustainability, this covers lots of things that are of high interest to our staff.
So, Ellie?
I'm all full of questions. So it says on the agenda this is a non-voting employee.
Can it be that's a great question. Can it be an EA person? No, it has to
be. Not, I think it has to be a non-voting member. Yeah. So this is one to reach out to your constituencies and say, hey, we really need somebody. And this is an important position.
Pop it up. Let us know. okay, we'll move on to the UA Campus Welfare Committee. For this, we do need an EA member and a non-voting EA. Wendy?
Sorry, I just wanted to backtrack on, just expand on why it's EA and non-EA, because the University Assembly is a combination of all of the assemblies and the Faculty Senate. You will know there's 20 people on the University Assembly. Three, you know, the chair of the EA, two EA members, and then two non-EA members. The same as with the other assemblies as well. So the committees are, the composition of the committees kind of mirror that. There's voting members from each of the assemblies and then non-voting constituency members as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's just a point of clarification.
That's what you do. Carl?
I'm interested in being the EA rep, but I would like to hear the charge for this committee.
For the Campus Welfare Committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Erica, do you have? Thank you.
By delegation from the Assembly, the committee will review any proposed motion related to diversity and inclusion, family support, health services, and any other topic deemed relevant to campus welfare by the Executive Board. The committee may propose, review, and amend resolutions as it deems appropriate. The committee must approve resolutions referred to its consideration before they can be advanced to the Assembly for a vote and for debate.
Awesome. So we've got Carl for the UA, for the EA for that. If there are any other non-EA people who want to bring it back to their friend, back to their coworkers, certainly have them get a name and bring it back to us. Then we've got the Transportation Hearing and Appeals Board. There are four, we need four EA or non-EA members. Wendy?
Sorry, I'm not raising my hand for any of that. I just wanted to mention that I just put in chat the UA bylaws and the particular article and section that references standing committees and each of their charges. So if you have a question about what your committee does and what their charge is, it is in their bylaws.
So great. If you forget it, click on it now and you could look on it later. Just have it up later so you can also bring it to your, to your groups to get more interest as well. OA, your hand is up.
Thank you. I just, because I know some of you have been on the EA for a while, and this Transportation Hearing and Appeals Board was something that we weren't sure was actually happening, still active. So I reached out to them this summer, and yes, they have to completely rebuild this board. So there are four employee positions. They do not have to be EA members. They are 2-year terms, although they understand the reality that sometimes people have to step off. And there will be like a training to go over guidelines for the appeals, and that will be likely in October. So you do have some time to try to find four employees, because that is a lot.
Okay.
But they're very excited to get this board back up and running.
So if people have interest or they have other staff that are constituents that are interested, certainly reach out to the OA or the executive board, unless there's someone here that's interested in joining that. Erica?
Did you want me to read what their committee description is for folks who may not know? Or yeah. I can just drop the link.
It's getting on to 12:30. I think we already have the link if everyone's okay. Do you want to hear the charge? I'm going to ask everyone else. Okay. Let's move on. I think I feel like it's a little self-explanatory. And then we've got the Committee for Campus Constituency Elected Trustees. And we need one EA member. I don't know what this is, so this might be Wendy.
I would actually like to self-nominate myself to it. It's the EA representative. What it is with our shared governance, there is an employee elected trustee, a student elected trustee, both undergraduate and graduate, that sit on board of trustees. So for this committee, there is a representative from each of the assemblies that is on this committee. So I would actually like to self-nominate.
I think that's awesome. Does anyone else, was anyone else interested in being on this? If not, Eric, are you raising your hand? You're on mute. Okay.
I just had a question. Okay. What are the responsibilities for that particular position? Is it just to meet with the trustees, or like what are you supposed to be doing with that,
Jeremy?
So this is a committee I've been on. The role is there's an election period for each of these constituent elected trustees. This committee is in part responsible for reviewing the rules and regulations for those elections. And for reviewing any submissions of violations of those rules during the election process, and are responsible for managing that election process.
Great. If there wasn't, is Wendy?
Erica, also, if you're interested in knowing who actually is on this committee, if you go to the Assembly's webpage and under committees for, it does list like a description of it. It's the Committee for Campus Constituency Elected Trustees membership will include the two faculty elected trustees, the two student elected trustees, the employee elected trustee, and one representative each from the Student Assembly, the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly, and the Employee Assembly. And Ellie, I think we may have skipped over planning committee.
I thought I mentioned planning. Sorry.
Oh, did you?
I thought I did. I could be wrong. Was someone interested in the planning committee? Okay.
The campus planning committee? Or
mm-hmm. I think the campus planning committee. Is that what we're talking about? Ellie?
I'll volunteer for the planning campus committee.
The Campus Planning Committee. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, and again, we need some non-EA members, so bring it back to your constituencies, to your, coworkers. Okay. Sophie, did you want to discuss in your committee report? Wendy, sorry.
I was going to actually ask if we could do the incidental vacancy really quick.
Yep. Yes, please.
All right. So as chair of the EA Elections Committee, we have 15 vacant seats out of 35. And so I'll go into more detail during committee reports, but we are hopefully working on filling some of these vacancies. We have an individual list today, Yvonne Phyllis Cruz. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly. Yvonne sent me a really quick blurb. I will read it to y'all and then open up the floor for some questions and answers. So Yvonne Phyllis Cruz is the Assistant Director of Student Services at the College of Veterinary Medicine. He has been at Cornell since January 2020. His first role was to serve as the residence hall director for the Latino Living Center. He has a Master of Science in Education and continues to learn every day. He enjoys spending time with his small family, which includes his spouse, dog, and bunny. He is interested in either the College of Veterinary Medicine representative or one of the representative at large positions in the Employee Assembly because he wants to expand the opportunity to connect and work closely with other employees to continue to improve our presence in the community and strengthen the sense of belonging at CVM and university-wide. In the time that he's been at Cornell, he has seen many colleagues leave the university, and he hopes to connect with current employees to explore ways to keep them engaged, retention strategies, and how the Employee Assembly can continue to support this essential group. Representation is extremely important, and he would love to be a part of the bridge of communication between the staff and the Employee Assembly. So, thank you, Yvonne, and I will open it up to any questions or thoughts, anything, if anyone would like to ask anything of Yvonne. If Yvonne, you have anything to add to what you submitted, we can go from there.
Just thank you for having me and allowing me to, you know, submit myself for these positions. And yeah, happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you so much, Yvonne. So are we looking to have we I'm at a loss. Are we opened up to nominations? Are we looking to I'm wondering what we do now. I'm just going to ask Wendy one more to just clarify that, and then I'll get to you, Jackie. Thank you.
What we can do is the same procedure as how I was brought on board. I submitted the statement. I attended the meeting, opened the floor for questions and answers if and any other comments, and then we close that. The prospective candidate goes into the waiting room because we're virtual. The EA will vote because we do it in a closed session. The EA will vote on whether we bring them on board or not, bring the person back into the meeting and let them know the result.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Okay, and Jackie, your hand is raised. And you're on mute. I don't know if you know that. Okay. All right.
Sorry, yep, I was having some technical issues.
I figured, no worries.
I wanted to bring up, because this wasn't in the minutes, and I mentioned it more than once before, the concern I had about the position that Sarita has. So in the spring, when she was brought on, she had mentioned that she ran under the arts and science seat, but she was actually at the Vet College before her time on the Employee Assembly started. And she hadn't been at Arts and Science that long. And she thought that it was probably better for her to have that seat, which was vacant at the time, although that was not perfectly clear to others. And I had expressed an interest in, by email, I connected with people saying that since I was in the Vet College seat and I vacated it, and she was in Arts and Science, and she moved to Vet College, and I'm currently in a position at Arts and Science, that we could swap, and then she would take the Vet College seat, which seemed to be what she was indicating an interest in doing. And then I also pointed out that because we have, I used to be at the Vet College, but also we have Wendy and Marcy and a fairly strong representation from the Vet College, that having the Vet College seat open for another Vet College member without having someone who's been at the Arts and Science or just or another seat, just objectively speaking, available, felt like it was not the most fair way to represent the staff. So I don't want to discourage Ivan, and you said he could take one of the at-large seats as well. And honestly, it doesn't really matter, but I didn't know if there was any discussion with Sarita about her choice of which seat she would like to have, because as somebody who had that seat before, I was very proud of being at the Vet College, and I was very proud of having that seat. So it might be something that she would want to have. And I feel like since it has come up multiple times, we should at least have her opinion on that before offering somebody else that seat.
Hey, thank you. Jessica?
So Jackie, we've heard from you in this meeting and the first meeting of the term. And I know this is a concern, and I know that EA is going to be talking about how to include term, you know, or how or if, but all of these guidelines are outlined in the governing documents. So I think this is a conversation to take off the meeting and let the members do their work now. And then perhaps we can set something up with the elections committee and executive committee in this office. Okay.
So this is not for me. I was not talking
That's
about
okay, my... Jackie. That's okay.
I was talking
but about... the procedure you're discussing is one that is outlined in the governing documents in the charter. So if there's a change to anything, the employee assembly can interpret things. And if they want to change something, that there's a proper procedure to do that. So I think if this is a conversation you want to continue to have, we should have it off the meeting. So I'll reach out to you after this and see if you want to set something up with exec and maybe elections. Okay. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I will. That feels unnecessarily curt. I don't believe that this explicit process is covered in the charter, but I also do not want to take up the time of this meeting to discuss it further. So we can communicate out of this meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just add the charter as we read it says that members are regular, full-time, or part-time employees, and it does not address temporary employees.
And this is not what I'm talking about. I was explicitly addressing the seat of Sarita switching from a place that she does not work to a place that she does work. I was not talking about my seat.
Wendy?
In our charter, Article 5, Section 1, line 87 to 88, changes of status within the university do not alter the eligibility of a member to serve as long as that member remains an employee of the university. Jack is correct that there isn't language in our governing docs that talk about swapping seats. However, it's not, just because it's not there doesn't mean, I mean, that pretty much does say if you go from engineering to human ecology and you were elected into the engineering seat, you're still the engineering rep until that comes up. Or that's a discussion, as Jessica just said, that's a discussion that we need to have in exec and in the elections committee to see if we need to address that. Because if we do want to address that and make that a change, that's a governing document change, and that's a resolution that would need to be made.
We haven't heard from Jeremy regarding this, so I'd like to hear from Jeremy.
Okay. Just bring it up because situations similar to this have happened before, and we've addressed them. In general, if we're going before a formal election cycle, we don't communicate to folks who's running for what. Anybody that's applying for one of these, we don't tell them, oh, well, there's this one has people in it, this one doesn't, in order to help them sort themselves. We don't do that. You run for the thing that you want to run for, and if there's more than one person, you run against each other, and whoever, you know, wins that seat gets the seat. In incidental vacancies after the fact, the goal is to get as many employees participating as possible. Mm-hmm. So we tend to try to lower burdens to access for participation, particularly in filling vacancies. In what Jackie is talking about, the idea of switching from one seat to another, I think that's probably a conversation to have with exec committee as filling incidental vacancies with the two folks, or how many of our folks who are interested in kind of maneuvering their seat. And as long as there's not a conflict, we're filling incidental vacancies, and the goal is as much participation as possible. So if both candidates feel comfortable representing the groups for the seat that they're sitting, making the connections with the communications for those areas, et cetera, and feel like they can do the job. I would go back to our goal of as much participation as possible and as much coverage as possible, since that's the goal.
Thank you, Jeremy. Also, in looking at the vacancies, there are two open vacant representative at large seats. And in the interest of filling the, as Jeremy so eloquently put it, filling as many seats as we possibly can, there are no seats we have to fill. I mean, we should fill a veterinary position, and still looking at Ivan. So, and not to preclude anyone else from running or requesting, you know, or submitting their application as well. So I don't want to hinder anyone's desire to be on the EA. We want as many people as we can and as much representation. Yes, Wendy and I are on the Vet College. I don't represent the Vet College. However, I represent the old people at the 20 plus years. So, usually we're supposed to ask for EA people ahead of, but I know Jackie's been waiting, so I would like to give you the opportunity to speak again, Jackie. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcy. I did want to bring up a couple precedents which have been mentioned previously. So I'll just mention it here so everyone who's here would hear that context. There was, in my time, so I've been on the EA for 3 years, and there was a time where somebody switched colleges, their jobs, in the middle of their term, and we had that discussion, and they were just given the option of which seat they felt was most appropriate, and they chose to switch. So that is something that has happened that's not explicitly described in the charter. And the other thing, which I'll bring up, which is just context that I'm familiar with, when I was actually running for my position at the Vet College, there was somebody who ran who was, he works at the Vet College, but he's technically under research. And at the time, this is before Jessica joined the Office of Assemblies, the discussion was technically that person was not eligible for that seat. And we didn't catch it before the election, but it was something we're like, oh, well, I just invited him to participate in other ways. He ended up joining a committee instead. But my point is not that we are trying to force people to take the most appropriate slot for them. It is about representing the group that the person wants to. And as I said when I started this, is she might want that seat if she enjoys the Vet College as much as I used to. She might feel that that is a better seat for her. And I wouldn't want her to feel stuck or that she was not given that option, considering that she did bring it up in that first meeting when she was present. So that is a discussion entirely separate from my role on the Employee Assembly. So I just wanted to restate that because I would want to know that if I was her, so I was bringing it up to give her the option that I feel that she should have.
Oh, thank you. Wendy?
I do appreciate your feedback and your input, Jackie, and it will be something that we will discuss in the executive committee and in the elections committee. It would be helpful to hear from Sarita herself. In the couple meetings that I've been in, I have not seen Sarita at any of the meetings, and I'm not sure if this is a conflict of time or anything like that. I do want to reiterate in Yvonne's statement that he's interested in either the College of Veterinary Medicine representative or one of the at-large representatives. So I'm not like pigeonholing him into one or the other. I did actually, I mean, he sits literally like 50 feet away from me. So I did have a conversation in exchange with him, and I said, is there one or the other that you feel like close? And he's like, wherever the cards fall, basically. I mean, if it's, you know, we fill that seat, you know, the CVM seat, or if it's one of the at-large ones, then we're good there. But I do want to be mindful of people's time. It is 12:46, and if we are going to vote on this, I would ask respectfully that we kind of close the discussion on this so that we can vote and get back to our meeting agenda.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. Thank you so much. With that, let's close the discussion. We'll bring it back up in executive and at your committee. And let's go ahead and vote. Is that the next step? Wendy, thank you. And OA after.
Jessica or one of us as the host will need to put all non-EA members in the waiting room so that we can vote, because that actually does go into closed executive session. And Erica's raising her hand.
Yes. Erica, please. Yep.
So I had a quick question. Did anybody actually have questions for Yvonne? Because I don't think anybody asked any.
Great. That's a great question. I did not. Okay. That would be no. Now, Jessica.
Okay, I was going to ask that as well. So yes, okay. When you're ready to vote, it goes into closed session. So I will stop the recording and any non-EA members will go back in the waiting room until this closed session ends.
And I'm sorry, Jessica, do you put everybody in the rooms that they're supposed to go into?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I'll put the non-EA members in the waiting room.
That's
and
what
that
I
way yes. The EA members can
I vote. Was just wondering if there's something I should be doing. Okay,
nope.
Thank you.
No. Nope.
Okay.
So are you ready for closed session?
We're ready for closed session. Thank you so much. Okay.
So hold tight.
We're holding tight.
Ready?
Okay, and we are back open. Yvonne, I would like to congratulate you. You have been elected as the representative at large. Thank you so much for your interest and thank you for joining. We appreciate your coming forward and we welcome any, and if you have any other, join committees. Invite our coworkers to join. Wendy, did you have a comment?
I was actually just going to say the same thing. Hey, we have committees that we need people to sit on and fill. Oh, congratulations, Yvonne. We look forward to working with you.
Okay. We're going to go forward. We just got a few more minutes left of this meeting. I know people have other things I need to do. So let's move on to committee reports. Just for the executive committee, working on meetings, we're having a future presentation. Our next meeting, we'll have Dave Onan, who's the AVP of Public Safety, and Anthony Bellamy as the CUPD chief. They will present after our regular business, just to keep us on time. Communications, Sophie.
Okay, so the resolution we're bringing forward, I'm just going to link it here. This is EA R3, revision of the Employee Assembly Awards. So just to clarify, in the subcommittee for the recognition and awards, we clarified the eligibility for the award for staff integrity. And we changed the verbiage from all exempt and non-exempt Cornell staff to all benefits eligible Cornell staff, union and academic employees who work on Ithaca, Geneva, or Tech campus are eligible, just to make it more clear. We have two supporting documents that has more details about what was edited or added to those criteria. So that's PDF 1, which is awards for staff integrity and inclusion nomination packet. And then PDF 2, I'm going to also link, which is for George Peterson awards criteria as well.
Okay, great. So we're going to review these and perhaps vote on it at the next meeting, but certainly take a look at it. Since it wasn't on the agenda, I don't think we can necessarily vote on it, but we can certainly look at it. And Wendy?
Actually, I would like to ask that we do look at it really quick. It is strictly just a language change for the criteria. The reason being is because the Communications Outreach and Recognition Committee and the subcommittee, which oversees the George Peters Award, and would actually like to get the communication and open the nomination early October before our next meeting. I believe it's October 2nd. Was that right, Sophie?
Are you proposing that we vote on it now?
I am. I would like to motion to vote. Okay. Or motion to approve.
Motion to vote or motion to okay.
Motion to vote.
Anyone second? Jeremy? Okay. I imagine we don't want to discuss it. The motion is to vote. So we are going to vote on this resolution. Alrighty, so if you would like to vote on this, yes, please put, Wendy.
I have a question for Jessica, because I'm not really sure this, now that Yvonne has been voted in as one of the representatives at large, he now is a vote and it counts toward quorum, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Yay, Yvonne, yay! You get to vote on a resolution with us.
And so what we're going to do is, under reactions, there's the green check mark, which you probably already know. If you would like to vote on this resolution, please have the green check mark now. And you're voting yes for the revision to the EA Resolution 3.
Can I just have a moment to read through it?
No.
I would like to vote, and I would like to be a yes, but I just need to read through it really quickly.
I think the only change was the wording, correct? But yes.
Yeah, it was just to be more specific, because there was some confusion about what was written before,
mm-hmm.
about the eligibility.
And to include all of the campuses. Okay, great. And let's lower our hands. Anyone who would like to oppose, have the red X? No. Okay. And any abstentions? Is the slowdown. Okay. So it looks like the resolution was passed with all of the, I didn't count.
I counted, I missed opposition.
There were no oppositions.
So I counted 10 green check marks and one abstention. So 10 to 0 to 1.
Okay. And that's a pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Oh, can I add one more thing? So for communications committee, we need more EA members to join. So we need 4 more EA members to join the communications committee. If you're interested, I know Carl was interested. Don't want to put the spot on you, but I know Carl was interested. Just let me know and we can add you to that communications committee. You can also email me as well. I'll put my email in the chat. And that's all for me.
Please add me to the committee.
Sophie, add me to the committee. I'll attend as often as I can. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Then we have the education committee. Jeremy?
Hi. So we don't have membership in the education committee yet. So I am advocating for anyone who is interested in joining the education committee. There's some actually really interesting stuff to go over this time. Please reach out. I'm going to send out, maybe I'll have in the next EA communication, another reminder that we need some membership. EA members and or just employees who are interested in continuing education, work-related education, any of that, that's what we'll be looking at.
And I should mention it's the Education and Development Committee. I should update that on the agenda. But yes, not that education isn't important, obviously, but it's also looking at the development of staff, which I think is also being
a not just formalized classes, but
all the development. Wendy, real quick.
I actually, Jeremy, go ahead and add me to the education committee. I also wanted to ask, though, is there like a minimum number of committees that we need to sit on, or a maximum? Because right now that puts me on three committees plus the campus constituents. I mean, it's a lot of committee stuff, but I just didn't know if anyone is aware. I'm actually scouring the governing docs right now to see if it says anything of like, you have to be on two committees or you can be on as many as you want.
I don't think it's ever been formal. Normally about two is typical. Or if like you're on the UA, that's generally considered one. but I don't think it's ever been formalized. It's just kind of if you do much more than two, you're going to start. Well, it's really your, you know, how much time do you have? But folks tend to start feeling it pinch after two or three. So
thank you. It looks like Christine has left for the welfare committee. Is there anyone on that committee that has an update? Okay, we'll move on to the Benefits and Policy Committee. Bethany?
Yeah, so I met with Kit last week and I actually got an email from Eric saying thank you for confirming that you're the chair before I had decided that I was going to be the chair. But it's totally great because I did decide to be the chair. So he's just a little psychic. and so I asked Kit to send any notes from last year. I think the minutes for last year were a bit incomplete, which is okay. She's going to collect what she has and send them to me. I also would very much love to know from anyone any historical documentation about the benefits side of this committee, because as far as Kit knew, they hadn't done as much work investigating what that relationship is. She was more familiar with working on the policies, so I'd really like to know what that has been in the past. If anyone is interested in joining, let me know. I'm also trying to make sure that I have an accurate list of who's on it currently. It looks like the website hasn't been updated quite yet. So yeah, Eric gave me access to the mailbox. So if anyone has questions, feel free to send them my way. And I think that's all I have for now.
Thank you so much. Thank you for agreeing to be the chair on that.
yeah. Oh, sorry. Can I add one more update?
Oh, of course. Yes.
We also talked about this yesterday in the elections meeting, which is that one of the first things I am really going to try to ask the committee to pass forward onto central HR is that we really think that spending time on the employee assembly should absolutely be counted as time worked, paid time worked, because it's similar work to what our colleagues in senior leadership do, and it should absolutely be valued and not seen as time away from work. So that's one of the first things, and I know it's been talked about before. So, okay, thank you.
I agree. Thank you. Wendy, we've got 2 minutes left.
Okay, I think I can do this actually in 1 minute. One note, whatever. So elections committee actually did meet yesterday afternoon to discuss our vacant seats that we have. There were some really good ideas that were put forward about networking and marketing, putting something in the faculty staff news, reaching out to college deans and HR reps for the specific college seats. working with the Campus Network Group, also known as the NGs. Also, Christy did send me a message earlier, and it was actually brought up in the Welfare Committee as well, of she said they were discussing EA reps and how some managers do not allow employees to participate on the clock and the number of open seats. It was suggested that a good recruiting tool might be to connect with Kathy Pierre-Joseph, who manages a listserv of new hires. So I'm going to connect with her as well. But yeah, that was pretty much it. We talked about the open and empty seats that we have and how we might be able to recruit, fill, get people in. Did successfully today with one of them. Thank you again.
Great.
That's Kate? It.
Very quickly, I'll follow up on Wendy. We will reach out to Cassie and others, and okay. We reached out to the colleague network groups.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't think we liaison reports. I don't think we have any liaisons. Chris. Yep. I don't think we have time for open discussion, and we should be adjourning. It's 1:15. Motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
Thank you so much. All right. We'll see you all next time. Take care.
Take care, all. Good seeing you.
Yep. You too.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.